me. Genesis chapter number 37, verses 3 and 4. You can't stop me. I wonder if you ever had a moment in life. Had a moment in life in which you prayed and you asked God for something. And God blessed you so well. So good. So awesome. In which it seems like what you prayed and asked God for, the blessing ended up being a mess. I know y'all are holy, so y'all perhaps don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to try to help you. Have you ever prayed and asked God for a new car, and when you got the car, everybody hated you and you wanted to return the car so people can go back to normal? No. Has God ever promoted you, placed you in a position, and when God placed you in a position, it seemed like people came out of the woodwork, and you just say, man, maybe I shouldn't have taken this job. What about a time where you prayed and you asked God for a husband or a wife, and God blessed you with a husband? I'm getting closer. Bless you with a husband and a wife. And then you went back to God and said, here, you can have this blessing. Yeah. Turn around, Jeff. Turn around. The Bible declares that God will give you whatsoever that you desire. But the things that you desire, the things that you want most from God, is sometimes the things in life that would create the most problems in your life. When God bless you, you better believe that Satan is watching you, watching your life, and he's up to something as God is up to something in blessing you. When God begins to bless you, a blessing means to be empowered. As God gives you power through a blessing, God is giving you a blessing so that you can reach out and be a blessing to someone else. But Satan always wants you to see what's in your hand as being just yours, and so what we do is that we stop being a blessing for others, or we're no longer a vessel for others. We want to keep what it is that we have. The moment that you decide to keep what you have in your hand and not be a vessel and allow God to pour out through you is the moment that Satan has taken victory in your life. When Satan comes into your life, he comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And you have to be careful that when he comes into your life to steal, kill, and destroy, that we don't help him to do such a thing. You see, Satan releases a demonic spirit, and in releasing the demonic spirit, what he needs is a body to house the spirit. Amen. That's why there's always a battle that is going on inside of you, whether or not I do good or bad, because you know what God has placed inside of you. Yet Satan wants to take away from you your desire to love mankind. And if we're not careful, we allow him to do that, because when God bless us, we turn away from God. You have to be careful when God bless you that you don't open yourself up and allow your ego to step in. When God bless you, you get really relaxed. And when you get really relaxed, if you're not careful, you will think that you're doing that all by yourself. And sometimes God will instantly remove from us to show us that we still can fail if we're acting independent of God. We have to stay connected to God in order for our blessings to continue to pour in and through our lives. Joseph was a young man in which he was the youngest of his father. You know how it is, men, when you try all your life to have a male son, and soon he appears. And when that little boy comes, you name him after you. You want him to walk like you, talk like you. And that's just the pride of your life. Joseph's father felt the same way toward him. He loved this little boy. And so his love for this little boy was so great that one day he made him a coat of many colors.
Yes, Lord.
When he made him a coat of many colors, what he decided that he wanted to do was he'll take this coat and he'll give it to his son. But what he did not understand was he was marking his child. In other words, he was making this child a target.
Yeah.
When God bless you, you become a target for Satan. You wonder why every time you receive a blessing, it seems like more temptation come around you. Every time that you're blessed, it seems like more things are thrown your way. Because if Satan can't take the blessing, he'll trip you up and make you surrender the blessing. Joseph had a coat of many colors. And when Joseph had a coat of many colors, he tried to get new on his brothers. You know what that means, honey. I think the kids say you try to get new on me when you act like you all that. And so here's Joseph from the same family, has the same thing, but he got this new coat. And so now he's trying to act like he's better than everybody else. And then he had the audacity to tell his older brothers that he had a dream. And in the dream, they were going to bow down and worship him. Can you imagine that, your little brother coming to you and talking about someday you're going to worship him? If that's not enough, then he begins to tell the dream about how the moon and the sun, which represents his mother and his father, and then he says, and mom and dad is now going to come and they're going to worship me. And so at that junction, I'm sure everybody thought Joseph wasn't dreaming. Joseph was on crack late at night because you had to be joking. Sometimes God can speak to you in such a way in which nobody believes what you're saying. But isn't it a wonderful thing to know that man doesn't have to believe what you're saying, and man doesn't have to co-sign on your dreams, and man doesn't have to agree with what God is saying? When God calls your number, you better believe that God has something in store for you. You better believe that no power, no demon in hell can stop God from blessing you. When God says it's your time, you better believe that it's your time. That's why we can praise God, because in the midst of going through something, we know that God has the power to turn your situation around. We know that in the midst of going through something, any day now, you may be crying at night, but the Bible declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
Joseph wakes up and he begins to tell his brothers about the dream, and they decide that they were going to trick him. He comes into the woods. He gets in the woods, and they had everything set up for him. And what they set up for him was that they were going to take him, beat him up, and sell him off into slavery.
All right.
I wonder, do you have some folks in your life that is selling you out? I wonder if you have some people in your life, some so-called friends, family folk, and they're selling your dreams short, selling you out. You see, I'm sure Joseph had everything all worked out. Because the truth of the matter is, when he began to receive his blessings, maybe he knew haters was going to come. And the truth of the matter is, none of us really have issues with haters. Because you know that's just part of life. The part that I don't get is when the haters is in your same house. I expect that from other folks. But I don't expect that from my brothers to sell me into slavery. And so his brothers end up selling him into slavery. And when his brothers sell him into slavery, that's all right. Because he finds himself now in a pit, and in the pit sold into slavery, but he's still trusting God. So he's still trusting God while he's in a pit. He finds himself being sold. When he's sold, he gets to his plantation. When he gets to the plantation, they discover that he's a good worker. Make a long story short, then the man who is over the plantation, his wife comes to Joseph, trying to solicit him into doing something. He runs. runs, but he leaves his clothes behind.
All right.
I wonder, have you ever been caught up in something and you really had to get away, but you left something behind? I wonder, have you ever had a situation in life where you just said, I just want to be out. You can have the house, the car, the money, and everything else. I just want some peace. I just want to know that my relationship with God is still all right. All that other stuff, baby, I'll get that down the road. But I need to have the right relationship with God. When you have the right relationship with God, then you see how God will step into your life, turn your situation around. That which you thought you had lost, now he gives you double for your trouble.
Thank you.
Joseph is sold into slavery. And when he's sold into slavery, it seems like, what could be worse now? You ever find yourself going through something and it's already bad? And you praying and asking God for deliverance, but instead of God delivering you, it gets worse. And then y'all, God answers y'all prayer the first time. I don't want to talk to y'all. I want to talk to some folk like me who've been praying for something for a long time. Have a thorn in your side and you pray not 3 times but 30,000 times and you still don't see no way out, but you still trust in God anyway. In the midst of going through something, your situation may not change, but if I can change my thoughts, if I can get my mind on him, and when my mind is on him, I can go through hell, but I know that God is right by my side. I can go through the valley and the shadow of death, but I know that God will never leave me. The bills may be past due, but I know the God that I serve, he'll supply all of my needs. Have you ever been going through something and it looked real bad, and the situation even got worse, but in the midst of a bad situation, you knew that God was right there? Joseph finds himself going through something. He finds himself in prison. He moved from the pit to the prison. And while in prison, God put someone in his path. I don't know where you are this morning and what you're going through. Somebody will cross your path. Now wait a minute. You got to be careful at this juncture, because the person that God allows to cross your path may not look like much. May be one of your haters. May be someone you just don't like. The Bible declares you got to be careful among people, because you may be entertaining your angel. See, sometimes God will set you up in a ridiculous way. And when you think that Jeff is going to come, he sent Ray Ray from the other side. And the truth of the matter is, you didn't even know Ray Ray knew your name, but God placed something inside of Ray Ray them to bless you. God can use anybody, anything, anytime. I wonder if you ever found yourself going through something and God gave you a stupid blessing. It just came from nowhere and you wonder how it happened. And when you took a step back, you just forgot about everything and say, that wasn't nobody but God. Because that don't even make sense to me. Because that ain't even supposed to happen like that. Because they didn't even like me anyway. God can turn your situation around. But you got to trust in the God that you serve. Found himself, Joseph, he's sitting, he's in prison, and there he is in prison, still trusting God, even though your situation is not getting better, he's still trusting God, and God placed somebody in his path, and along come some folk in his path, and then they go back and they tell the king, says, I know somebody in prison that can interpret your dream, go for it, and Joseph come, and Joseph then has to interpret a dream. You see, sometimes when God show you something that makes sense to nobody else but you, just hold on to what God showed you. Because one day, day, one day, God is going to allow you to birth that dream. Inside of all of us is a dream. So God allowed somebody to be in his path, because what God knew is that I got a purpose for Joseph. And sometimes your purpose involved going to prison. Sometimes your purpose involved being free at last, but still shocked up or shangled up or tied up in your mind. Sometimes I'm free to go out the door, but once I get out the door, even though I'm free, no bars, my mind messed up. I'm enslaved to my past. I'm scared of what I used to be afraid of. And God says you're free, and you're still running from the same folk that you used to run from. Isn't that a wonderful thing when God sets you free? Isn't that a wonderful thing when you've been struggling through something and then one day God touched you? Because if you're living and you're living for God, you better believe you're going to have a one day. One day your faith is going to be tested. One day you're going to have to cry out to God, ask God for healing, even though cancer's still in your body. One day you're going to have to stand all by yourself, even though you're in a crowded room. One day God is going to allow you to be put to the test. And so Joseph finds himself in prison. But God has a purpose for him. And because God has a purpose for him and has a purpose for you, you got to keep moving in life. See, in the midst of going through something, what we tend to do is stop and just say, forget it, I'll just give up, and I won't even try anymore. And the moment that you give up, the moment that you miss your blessing. Because just because you don't see God move, doesn't mean that God's not moving. Just because you don't feel his presence, doesn't mean that he's not there. The truth of the matter is, sometimes when you don't see God moving, you don't feel him, that's when he's really carrying you. You see, in the midst of going through something, it's a wonderful thing to know that even though I'm sinking right now, even though trouble's all around, I know the God that I serve. He's still got a purpose in my life. You see, the problem with God sometimes, I said the problem with God, is that sometimes his purpose involves pain. Oh, God, just bless me. Bless me anyway. And he says, okay. Now, do you mind if I take you through something? No, God, not like that. I meant bless me like this over here. Whatever it is that you're going through, you got to know that there's a purpose that is attached to it. You can't see it. What's the purpose behind bankruptcy? What's the purpose behind sickness? What's the purpose behind divorce? What's the purpose behind unemployment? God is saying, I'm up to something. You see, God sometimes allows us to go through things and we're trying to figure out why. And sometimes why is not important. What's important is who? Him. That's why the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. God, I'm going through something, but I don't need to focus on what I'm going through. I need to seek you. Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to see. Revelate to me in the midst of my mess. I know that I'm going through something that seems impossible, but with you, God, nothing is impossible. So here, God, I surrender to you. When you surrender to God, God will touch you in prison and lift you to the palace. You see, all along, what God had in store was to get Joseph to the palace. But sometimes the palace is not a straight shot. Sometimes you got to go through the pit in order to get there. Wherever you are this morning, it may be a pit in your life, but God is saying there's a palace on the other end. Now, when you get to the palace, because you've been through so much, you will know how to sit in your hot chair. You will know how to relax. You will know how to turn it over to God. You will know how to trust God because you've been pressured through so much. And so God will allow you to go through something because he says, I want to get you to the palace. And now when God gets you to the palace, then here comes the brothers who hated you. They come showing up. Isn't that something? When God bless you, then here comes the ones who started all this stuff. They showing up. Can I borrow $20? I'm just talking about my family. I know your family's straight. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? You see, when God delivers you, then your haters show up in your life. And what you want to do is to get rid of them. But what your haters are doing was with you all along. That's why God lets you go through something. And that's why sometimes God will take your mess and he'll put it on display. Have you ever been going through something and you say, God, please don't let everybody else know what I'm going through? And then all of a sudden God kicked on the door and everybody knew your business. And you say, God, I thought that you loved me. If you love me, why didn't you swing open the door? Because God is saying, because I got a public blessing down the road. I want him to see you go through something. So when I deliver you, nobody but God brought him through. Nobody but God brought her through. Ain't God able to do all things for fail? Have you ever trusted God? You were in a tight mess, but somehow God brought you through anyway. That's the God that we serve. He's able to do all things but fail. When you really begin to trust God, watch God begin to walk you through something. And when God begin to walk you through something, all your haters are still there, still looking at you, but they can't stop. But they can't stop. You see, God has put a hedge of protection all around you, and your haters, all they can do is just look at them. And when they look at you, they'll know, I can't stop them. I tried 5 times to stop them. And every time I tried to stop them, it seemed like they got another blessing. You see, God really does take your enemies sometimes and make them your footstool. Same lies that somebody told on you, all it's doing is getting you to the next level. The same bitch somebody dug for you, all it's doing is teaching you how to climb up out of something. You gotta trust God in the midst of going through something. When you begin to trust God, as you begin to go through something, watch God begin to elevate you. And as God begin to lift you, he'll take you to your palace. Don't get you, because the same club that you meet going up, is that folk want to stop you, but they can't stop you. See, you may be going through something and it may be embarrassing to you. You may be going through something and everybody know your business. That's alright, keep on looking at me, because I know where God is taking me. Now, just like you lied on me back then, just like you hated on me, when I get to the palace, keep on looking at me, keep on talking about me. When God blessed me with this new house, keep on talking about me. When God blessed me with this new job, keep on talking about me. When God heals me, keep on talking about me. When God reconnects me, keep on talking about me. Because the God that I serve, he's able. I said he's able. I said he's able. Have you ever tried the Lord this morning? Ain't he able to work out your situation? Won't God make a way out of no way? Won't he deliver you? Have you ever really tried the Lord? I'm talking about being down on your legs and God stepped in. When God stepped in, God begins to open doors. He begins to make ways out of nowhere. God will turn your situation around. He'll take you to the pit sometimes. And it'll seem like in the pits everything is over. Your situation will get worse. You'll go from the pit, you'll go into prison. When you're in prison, God will put somebody in your path. When he put that person in your path, sometimes pain is involved, but he's lifting you because he has a palace. One day, all my trouble's going to be over. One day, I'm going home to live with the Lord. One day, a mansion sitting on high. I'm talking about a palace now. One day all your troubles gonna be over. One day no more sickness. One day no more being lied on. One day God is gonna snatch you out of this bag. Won't it be grand on that day? Won't it be grand just to go home and click him? You can't be stopped.
Hallelujah.
In your pit.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
In your prison.
Yes.
Don't stop praising.
Hallelujah, God.
Don't stop praising.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop praising.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop praising.
Hallelujah.
You feel like you're all alone? Don't stop praising.
Hallelujah.
God will put somebody in your path.
Hallelujah.
And they will turn your situation around.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God will get you to the power.
Hallelujah.
I said, he'll get you to the power. He'll get you to the palace. 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 Come on, let us stand in his presence. Your enemies desire to stop.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
They can't stop you.
Thank you, Lord God.
They can't stop you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Joseph was about 13, 14 years old.
Yes, God.
When God set him on a journey. God knows where he's taking you.
Hallelujah.
I need to talk to someone who feel like you've wasted most of your life. It's not wasted. Everything that you've gone through, to include everything that we call mistakes, was a part of his plan.
Hallelujah.
Every tear, the Bible declares that God take your tears and put them in a bottle.
Yes, he is.
Knows where you are.
Hallelujah.
And he feels what you feel.
Hallelujah.
Everything in life that you're going through, God says there's a purpose behind it.
Yes.
In the midst of going through, he challenges us to continue to praise him. I know where you are. I allowed your brothers to do it. I allowed you to fall down in the pit. I allowed you to go to prison. I allowed everything that you've gone through to enslave your mind. But one day.
One day
you're going to wake up and you're going to discover that you're in the palace. One day you're going to wake up and your entire situation is going to be turned around. One day God is going to deliver you. And sometimes God will deliver you in your mess. Everything around you still look crazy, but I got a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You may not change what's going on around me, but I'm changed. Because I don't see what I used to see. Don't think what I used to think. Don't even go where I used to go. Because one day, and today can be someone's day.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
As we open the doors of the church this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We want to invite someone here this morning that perhaps don't know Christ as their personal Savior.
Yes, God.
If that's you, we invite you to come. Maybe you're here this morning and you don't have a church home. You have no place to worship.
Thank you, Lord.
This could be your one day. Imagine leaving this place this morning. Imagine being in a car accident. Imagine that. God is saying, come now. 7 o'clock we have a worship service, so please, please come out and join us then as well. So we certainly thank you so much for coming. I do want to remind you and invite you back to worship this evening at 3 o'clock. I do want to invite you to come back today at 3 o'clock. Sister Alice, I saw her. There she's right there. Sister Alice is doing her initial sermon this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Again, to all of our visitors, we thank you so much for coming. Yes, ma'am.
I saw one of the weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Receiving his bachelor's. criminal justice.
Amen. Amen.
As long as what Korea, that's just people, they will come on first. Mm-hmm.
Still in the Air Force.
Still in the Air Force
alone. Keep them lifted up in your prayers.
Amen.
And let's continue to pray for our president and all of these troops.
Yes. You know,
thank God that they're coming home, but we have to still pray for them.
Yes.
Military veterans, we thank you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, that you'll continue to increase this place. And we love you, Lord. We ask that you give us traveling grace as we leave this place. And thank you, Lord, that you are omniscient and omnipresent, that wherever we go, Lord, we're still in your care, still in your presence. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Tell someone you leave.
What's up, man?
Y'all could have.